Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, Mayor Karen Bass dropped LA's city budget today. We'll break it down. Lots of new apartment projects aren't building any parking for the people living there. Why is that? Well, we'll tell you. And then it's Earth Day. We celebrate with a guide to composting. It's Monday, April 22nd. I'm Jacob Margolis in for Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. LA Mayor Karen Bass proposed a $12.8 billion budget today that wipes out more than 2,000 vacant city jobs. LA's civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports.
The proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st is smaller than this year's, largely because of decreasing revenue growth and increasing labor costs in the city. The city's chief administrative officer said sales, hotel, and property taxes were projected to grow at a paltry 1% in the coming year. Under Bass's plan, spending on her signature homelessness program, Inside Safe, would also drop by 25% to $185 million, mainly because of declining revenue from Measure HHH. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Los Angeles and other West Coast cities are keeping a close eye on a major homelessness case being heard in the Supreme Court. It challenges an Oregon City's ordinance that bans and cites people for sleeping or camping in public spaces when they have nowhere else to go. Sean Morrissey is vice president for Union Station Homeless Services in Pasadena.
One of the arguments was that there's lots of resources out there, and if people are not availing themselves of those resources, then we should be able to go ahead and punish them. And, you know, in theory, I guess that sounds okay, but in practice, that's not even true.
Attorneys representing the Oregon City say a lack of camping laws have made homelessness worse. The justices could hand down a ruling by the end of June. 3 out of 4 affordable housing projects currently being fast-tracked in the city of LA have no on-site parking. That's according to a recent study. Fewer parking spots means lower building costs. And UCLA professor Donald Shoup says when parking mandates are in place, they mean less housing, even as the region has a housing crisis.
We all want to park free, including me. The problem with parking requirements is that in some cases the required parking is so expensive that the developer never even thinks about proposing a development.
Of course, the trade-off in car-centric LA may mean it will be even harder to park in neighborhoods where these buildings are going up, and that has some residents pushing back. When we come back, we go to Venice Beach. Some volunteers were there this afternoon picking up trash for Earth Day.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.
274 newly built units have sat empty for more than 60 days.
I'm Nick Gerda. In my news stories on homelessness, I follow the money, hold officials accountable, and tell you which policies are working, which are not, and how that affects people here in Southern California. I'm proud my reporting for LAist helped fast-track VA housing for veterans in West LA and forced an accounting of millions of taxpayer dollars in Orange County.
LAist, independent journalism, fact-based journalism.
This is the LA Report. I'm Jacob Margolis. Around 160 volunteers picked up trash today on Venice Beach in honor of Earth Day. LAS reporter Yusuf Farzan was there.
Organizers say the most common type of trash on the beaches are cigarette butts and single-use plastics. El Segundo resident Justin Dienda decided to volunteer because he spends a lot of time at the beach with his daughter.
When people leave trash behind, they think it's what's one piece of trash, what's one bottle lid. And if you can, because every piece of trash finds its way to the water at some way possible. So if you can try to consciously not use plastic.
Single-use plastics break down into small pieces that are then consumed by marine life. The chemicals in the plastic then leak into the fish that eat them, affecting our food supply too. I'm Yusra Farazan.
For Earth Day, LAist has put together a guide to answer some of the most common questions we hear from our audience about California's food waste law. LAist Aaron Stone has the goods.
Goal of the two-year-old law is to quit putting food waste in landfills, where it decomposes and releases the powerful greenhouse gas, methane. So instead of putting food scraps in the trash, now we have to put them in the green bin. But how do you deal with flies and smells? Where does the food waste end up going? Why, in some cities, do we have to put food waste in a plastic bag? These are all questions we answer in our new guide about the law. You can see it at laist.com/compost. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
The Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, the largest literary event in the country, wrapped up yesterday on the campus of USC. The How to LA podcast team was there, and they recorded some great interviews with local authors, including Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Hector Tobar. His latest book is titled Our Migrant Souls, a meditation on race and the meanings and myths of Latino.
Latino is this term that includes Mexican-Americans and Puerto Ricans and Cubans. And, you know, what do we have in common? Well, we have in common a story of a journey or of an empire. You know, either we had to cross a border or a border crossed us.
You can catch Hector Tobar's entire conversation about his life as a writer in L.A. with How to L.A. host Brian De Los Santos at laist.com/howtoLA. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Jacob Margolis. Be sure to listen again tomorrow when Suzanne Whatley brings you the L.A. Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and edited by Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at laist.com. You can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
All seven states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, but not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.